Weiter. Ein bein hamudur hano mechaveroi. There's no difference. If hamudur hano, you made a neder saying, I'm not going to have any enjoyment from my chaver. Your neder was hano, not to have any enjoyment from him. Lamudu mimeno meichel. Or else he just said, I'm making a neder, I'm not going to have any food from him. I'm not going to eat anything from him. There's no difference. And both in the Dorim, you asked come on everything, el odrisus regel. The only difference is, are you allowed to walk through his property? If you made a neder, I'm not going to have any enjoyment at all from him. I can't even walk through his property. But if my neder was just not to have food from him, so then walking has nothing to do with food. V'keilem she'noisim ben oichel nefesh. And no adin, if you want to rent or borrow from your friend utensils that people don't cook with. So if you made the first neder not to have any enjoyment from your friend, you can't even borrow these keilem like a hammer. You can't even borrow a hammer. But if you made a neder not to have oichel, not teach from your friend, then you're allowed to borrow a hammer, since it's not cool, it's not for the purpose of oichel nefesh. So Gemara says, hol inyan kelim sheisim b'moichel nefesh, zeh b'zeh shoven. But to borrow a pot, or anything that you use for cooking, then both nedarim would ask for you. Because when you said, I can't have any food from you, you meant anything that comes with the eating. Not only the actual food itself, but anything that comes, that brings about eating, is also in your neder. You can't have enjoyment from a pot from your friend. Then what's the difference? The Mishnah says, Drisus a regal, that your ladder walked over your friend's property. For the Gemara, hold like kapta yinshi, like what's the avim mean? Like even if you make a neder, I make a promise, like I'm not going to have any enjoyment from you. But what's wrong with walking through his property? Like kapta yinshi, people don't care about that. That's not cool, you having enjoyment from me. I don't care if anybody walks through my property. So since people don't care about it, lechur, it's not in your neder. Your neder means, I'm not going to have any enjoyment from you. That means, usually people are mocked, but you can't stop taking enjoyment from me, unless I let you, I give you permission. So your neder was, anything that people usually care about, I'm not going to take it from you. But the chur, just walking through a person's property, like through your yard, people don't care about it. So why, that's not even makhlal my neder. So I should be mutter to walk through your yard. The teretz is, on my rovon, homani rebelezi. Rebbe Lezer, our Mishnah goes according to Rebbe Lezer Shita. The Yoma Vitor also b'mudur ano. Yes, Vitor means even those things that people are mavat, like give up, people don't care about, people are not makbar about, that's minastam. Minastam, people don't care if you walk through your yard or not. But when you went and made a neder, that I make a neder, I can't have any enjoyment from you, is the neder you meant to ask for any type of enjoyment. Even though something that people don't care about, still it's in your neder. That's Pshat now Mishnah also. Even Drisus a regular that you don't think about it, but when you made a neder, that's also also. The Rashi says, Vitor, Dover Shoyim Avate L'Cholodim, something that nobody cares about. I don't care who walks through my lawn. V'yeinu Matalov, I don't care about it. Still, if you made a neder not to have enjoyment from your friend, you should know you're not allowed to walk through his property either. Vita, Ein Bein Nedarim L'Dovus. There's no difference between a korban neder or a korban nedava. Elosha nedarim chayovim b'chuyusay. And the nedarim of the pshat is you have a chiyuv to bring a korban. You have to bring the korban. Let's say you made one korban and you lost it. You have to bring another one because the chiyuv is upon you. Therefore, you chayim b'chuyusin for you have responsibility for it. You have a chayis on it. That if the first one got lost, you have to bring a second one. When the davus mashenkin the davus a present ain't a chayiv b'chuyusin. A present means you said harezu oila. You went to this animal and you said this animal should be a korban. Now let's say the animal dies, you'd have no chiyuv to bring another one because it was only a ned and a davus. You're saying this one should be a present. If it gets lost, I don't have a chayis responsibility to bring another one. So the moral alinyan bal tachar zev zeh shoven. Now we had it alav. That once you bring a korban, you have to bring it in a certain amount of time. A big machlokes we had, whether one yontiv, two yontivim, three yontivim, sukkis, but if you wait a certain amount of time, you're over this lav of bal tachar. So mashma both of them, zayin neder, zayin nedava, has a lav of bal tachar. Tanano, we learned over there in Rosh Hashanah, eizehu neder, what's called a neder oimer, harei olai oila. If somebody says, harei olai, I have a chiyuv to bring a korban oila. His zechiv is upon you, not on the animal. You have to bring a korban oila. A zehu nidava, what's called a korban nidava? Ha'imar harezu oila. Somebody went to an animal and didn't talk about himself. He just said to the animal, you harezu oila. You should be a korban oila.
Now, Ma ben Adorim Nedavis, there it says, what's the difference between a Korban Neder or a Korban Nedava? Nedorim, Nesu, Anignavu, Ayovdu, Chayim, Achrusim. That's good. When you made a Neder, means you have to bring the Korban. If you set aside one and it died or it got stolen or it got lost, you have to, you're responsible, you have to bring another one. Nedavis, let's say you just said to this animal, you should be a Korban Olam, then Nesu, if the animal died, the Nignavu was stolen or Ayovdu got lost, you don't have a chiyah to bring another one. You have no responsibility. We know, and immediately, how do we know this? The Tanur Rabbanan, the pasuk says like this: when you bring a carbon, it should be a ritzu. It should be good for you. That it gives you a kapara, gives you a mechaper for it. Shem forgives you. Rabbi Shimon Aimer, es sha'olav chayy bachu yusay, v'yesheinu olav ena chayy bachu yusay. That whatever is the chiyav upon you, you have a chiyav achrayis, you have a responsibility. If the chiyav is not upon you, it's only upon the animal, like that we said, that's in the dova, you have no chiyav achrayis. My mashma, what's the mashma, how does he know this from? Drashi, the olav means kabbalas achrayis olav. How does he know? V'nir tzolah l'chapur olav, he dashes like this. Olav means upon you. That means if you made a neder that the chiyav is upon you, you have a responsibility. If you didn't make the neder upon you, but just upon the animal, then you have no responsibility. My mashma, how do we know this? Amar Yitzchak bar Avdimi, kiven diomer olai. When the person says olai, harezu olai, that's a neder. That I have the responsibility to bring a korban is commanded toyin akas v'domi. That's what you're meant to say. It's as if you're putting the pakal on your back. The man that toyin, you're putting it akas on your shoulders, domi. In other words, that's the lashon of a neder. A neder means haray olai. It's upon me, zechiyah, to see that a korban should be brought. So I don't care if you set aside one and then it died. So what if it died? But did you do what you're supposed to do? No. You had an obligation to bring a korban, so you have a chiyav achrayis, you have a responsibility to see that's brought. Fight ein bein zov horoya shtei riyos l'roya sholish. There's no difference between a man that has zav, that saw zav coming out of him, whether he saw it two times or he saw it three times. El a korban. The nafka mina is, if you see it three times, then you have a chiyav to bring a korban. Then you're a zav gomer, and when you come tor, after you zayin nikiyim, you have to bring a korban. If you only saw it two times, you have all tumas zav like anybody else. Just the chiyav korban you don't have to bring. You still have to wait zayin nikiyim, and you still have tumas maga, you have tumas masa, just that you don't have to bring a korban. To bring a korban, you have to see zav three times. Rashi says, shtei riyas. Either one day you see two riyas, or b'shtei yam ritzuf, or else one after another. The same thing. If you see three times in one day, you have a chiyuv to bring a korban. Or else it could even be shtayim b'yomechad. You saw two twice in one day. The yechad l'machad once the next day. For a zav, that also makes you into a zav to bring a korban. If you saw three times, you have to bring a korban. If you only saw twice, you only bring a yoni tomei, but you don't have the chiyuv to bring a korban. So Gemara says, "All inyan mishka v'moshe v'sfiu hashiva zev v'zeshoven." The geit hilchas tuma that mishka that a zav sleeps on top of something, or moshe, or he's sitting on top of something, then it becomes tummy. That applies to both of them. Even though you only saw twice zav came out of your body, still you have a gansi or an avat tuma yematama mishka v'moshe u'sfiu hashiva. The tumor only goes away after you count 7 days that nothing came out of your body. Then you can go to the mikvah. Then you become tor. Zev Mino and Emili, how do we know this? That you only need to see three times for a korban. But once you see two times, you have all tumma. By a need, it's not that way. By a need, she only becomes a zav if she sees three times dam nidus, joined 11 days. But by a man, it's different. By a man, two times makes him into tumas zav. How do we know this? The Tanur Rabbanan will learn like this. Rabbi Simoy Yoimer, Mono Akostiv Shtayim, the Pasuk says he saw twice. The Korah Tom, and he calls him Tommy. Sholish, the Pasuk says, then he saw a third time. The Korah Tom, and he also calls him Tommy. So what's going on? Hakeitzer, how do you have this? Shtayim Latuma, after a Zav sees Zava twice, he becomes Tommy. He has his Anava Tuma. The Sholish the Korban. That's what the Torah says another time. If you see a third time, that's Nogayat the Ilchas Korbanis, you have to be the Korban. For the Gemara, no, V'yayim Shtayim Latuma, for learn the Korban. May be true. If you only see twice, you have Tommy. You don't have the chi of carbon. Sholosh the carbon lo tuma. But maybe if you see three times, then you only have the chi of carbon. Maybe your tuma goes off. So anymore, that can't be. Or ma'at, are you telling me? Ach lo rosh sholosh, rosh shtayim, like a monoshach. Before you see three times, you have to see two times. So when you saw two times, you became Tomei. So what kind of swear is that? When you see a third time, you become Tor. That doesn't make any sense. So Avadov means to say is when you see two times, you're Tomei and you stay Tomei. But when you see a third time, either the same day or the next day, then you have a chiyuv to bring a korban also. For the Gemara V'Eima, maybe no, maybe shtayim the korban lo l'tumah. Maybe no. If you only see two times the same day, one after another, you have a chiyuv korban. And you're talking not Tomei, you're not an avatomei. Sholosh, maybe the other way. When you see three times Zav, after tumah, then you get a chiyuv, you become an avatumah, you matam everything. How do we know to say the opposite way, that two times makes you Tomei, and the third time is only for korban? So you must learn, don't think like that. The Tanya will learn like this. The pasuk says, V'chiparolav ha-koinuch ne'ashem, mizayvay. That when you have to bring a korban, and the korban is mechapa, forgives you for the tumah Zav that you have. So it's actually like this. Miksa zovim mevi'in korban, or miksa zovim ein mevi'in korban. Some do, some don't. It says, mi zoivoy, mashma from the zav, only from, means some. Sometimes the zav has to bring a korban, sometimes he doesn't. How does that come out? Okay, it said, rosh sholosh mevi. If you saw taka three times the zav, then you have to bring a korban also. Not only are you tomei, you also have to bring a korban. Shtayim, if you only saw two times, ein a mevi, you don't have to bring a korban. Or yeina, maybe not like that. Ella, maybe it's like this. Roar, days, maybe. If you see two times, maybe you have to bring a korban. Roar, sholosh, yeina, maybe. Maybe when you see three times, though, then the chiyuv korban goes off. For the Gemara again, that doesn't make any sense. Omato, actually, roar, sholosh, roar, shtayin. Like a monoshach. Before you saw the third time, you saw two times. So if you had a chiyuv to bring a korban already, there's no svar to say the chiyuv should go off later. So that the only svar is when you see two times, you're only tamei, and you don't have a chiyuv to bring a korban yet. When you see a third time, then you have a chiyuv to bring a korban also. So that's this pasuk of the Bnei Hashem mizayvoy, some do and some don't. You need both drushes here. Did Rabbi Simif and Rabbi Simoy alone have him? And I would have thought kikushin, like the first kasha. Maybe two times is a korban and a third time is tumah. Kamash v'la mizayvay. When this postul of korban that two times gives you a korban, three times gives you the korban. Now v'im mizayvay only from the postul of mizayvay lo yadana kamarias. I don't know how many times you have to see. Like, truth is a difference. Sometimes yes, sometimes no. But I would not know how many times you have to see in order to give you a chiyuv korban. Kamashton Reb Simoy, it says over there, Reb Simoy, that two times gives you tumah, and then one more time gives you a chiyuv korban. From Ashtu, the Yamar Mizoyv LaDrosha, now that you say the word of Mizoyv means LaDrosha, that not all Zavs bring the korban, only some of them, of a Zoyv, V'chi Yitor HaZav Mizoyvoy, my Darashtabe, what do you do at the beginning of the Pasuk? V'chi Yitor HaZav Mizoyvoy, another Pasuk like, V'chi Yitor HaZav Mizoyvoy, when a Zav becomes Tor from his Zoyvoy. So he also says, from his Zav, should make a Diyak. Only some Zav have to become Tor, and some don't. That's not true. Every single Zav we're saying is Tomei. So how do you dash it from the word Mizoyva here? Some yes, some no. And the Gemara, who Miboyolei, this word, V'chi Yitor HaZav, when the Zav becomes Tor, Mizoyva, Miboyolei Lekatanim, need it like this. The Paul Bidashin, V'chi Yitor HaZav, that means like a Sheyifsoik, Mizoyva. He becomes Tor when he stops seeing his Zav. So Bidashin, Mizoyva, V'loi Mizoyva V'nigoy. It means even though he has a tzaras also, you shouldn't think if he stops seeing, if he has a Zayin Nikim from the Tumah Zav, he can't become Tor. No, he could become Tor even though he still has a negative tzaras. Tumah tzaras he has, but Tumah Zav goes off. Now, right after the word Mizoivo, it says V'siper, what do we learn now from counting? Limud to teach us, Al Zav Bal Shteriyo Shetoyin Svira Shiva. Even though we only saw 2 days of Zav, two times, still he has a tumas avatuma that he only becomes tor after he has Zayin Kim. So Gemara says like Pshita, you don't need a pasuk for that, but Loidinu, it's a Svara. In Metama Mishka V'moshev, if he has a tumas avatuma to have tumas Mishka V'moshev on him, Loyei Tor and Svira Shiva, isn't it for sure he should have to wait to have Zayin Kim to become Torah?